Good morning and welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we're going to be focusing on the 43rd chapter, Perek Mem Gimel of Sefer Yeshayahu, and wow, what a perek we have ahead of us. This happens to be the Torah Parshas Vayikra, and I just, as we go through this perek, and as you have a chance to look at this in the words itself, take a note on the word usage of the word Bria and Yetzira, of creation ex nihilo and formation, which is Yetzira. And notice how they're used what seems to be interchangeably, but really not throughout this entire chapter. Okay, let's start the perek itself. This chapter is divided into a few sections, and just brief summaries of each section, and then some points to think about in each one. The first section is a large chunk which runs for the first 10 or 11 psukim from Aleph to Yud, and that is describing Hashem as our Savior and Protector. So basically, Yeshayahu describes how Hashem, in the words of Hashem, Hashem reminds Israel that He is our Creator and He will redeem us. And that means to say that even Kisavar b'mayim etcha ani, when you go through water, I'll be with you, and they won't sweep you away. When you go through fire, you will not be burnt, because I am with you. And then he goes on to describe that since Hashem is our God, the Holy One, Kadosh Yisrael, who saves us and gives redemption, as He did in the times of Mitzrayim, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us, and Hashem will give us the dominion over the nations around us. And thus he describes, he'll bring us back from the east to the west, from the north to the south. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to beckon Israel across the globe back. Everything, and this is this famous pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kol Nikra Bishmi V'lichvodi Barasiv Yitzartiv Af Asitiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I have created everything for my glory, for my honor, and I have fashioned it on every level of the four worlds. And finally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this section says, there'll become a day where all the nations will come in front of Hashem and present their cases, bring to Mishpat, which sounds like a little bit what we heard before in Perek Mem Beis, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring their witnesses and explain that Bnei Yisrael are His witness, that everything will occur as He promised it, that the Geula will arrive. There's so many things to think about in this first section. The sort of reaffirming that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Savior, reaffirming that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the power and the foresight to do this. So a few things to think about. First of all, this very emotive pasuk over here, which describes how Hashem is with us and will protect us through waters and fires. There's the most unbelievable Abarbanel that describes this pasuk. And the Abarbanel says very simply, you know what it means when it talks about the fires and the waters here? Well, very simply, it's referring to the fires of Ator Dufay, the many Jews who were burned to death on the scaffoldings under persecution. And you know what the waters mean? The waters of baptism. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what? Throughout the centuries, the hundreds, the thousands, the tens of thousands of Jews who have suffered and been persecuted mercilessly without justice, I'm with them. I'm going to search out. I'm going to protect them. That's what a remarkable pshat, historical pshat to look at when thinking about this. There's actually an interesting halachic aspect to that this pasuk refers to, and that is the Kolboy, and earlier than him, the Avudraham, these are halachic rishonim of the medieval age who are the decisors of what our Siddur looks like today, describe a fascinating story, and they talk about that there was a certain ship, it's told in Aramaic, So there was a ship from the exile of Yerushalayim that comes to a particular place, and there's a ruler there, and he says, where are you coming from? They say, we're Jews. And he says, the king of Babel tested Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah by throwing them into a furnace. So let's try that experiment again. They said, please give us 3 days. He gave them 3 days. They sat and fasted for 3 days. They prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in the middle of this discussion, they said, one of them wakes up and says, you know, I had a dream that there's a pasuk which has ksiv bay treki v'tlasa loy. It says the word ki in it two times and the word loy in it three times. And that pasuk is going to answer our troubles. They said, what is it? And he didn't know what the pasuk was. So one of the chachamim who were with him said, you know what? I know what it is. The pasuk is this pasuk in Yeshayahu Mem Gimel, which is ki savor b'may mitcho ani. So it has three keys, two keys and three lies. So that means to say that Hashem will be with you through the fire. And in fact, they went into the fire and they were able to escape and they were not burnt like Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Fascinating, beautiful description. Okay, So the Kolbo says, and that is why they instituted the Tachanun, the longer Tachanun, which is on Mondays and Thursdays, which we say, which is a, sort of the supplication to Hakadosh Baruch Hu to save us from all the troubles and woes of Galus. Still, for the last years, I don't think I remember a single day where the Chazan, where the Baal Tefillah was slow enough to, for me to complete it just saying the words. Unfortunately, it's something which is we've lost the ability to be able to even appreciate what we're saying, but this is a tremendously deep section where we talk about Hakadosh Baruch Hu's protection based on this pasuk in Yeshayahu. What is this court case we're talking about over here? What does it mean that we're talking about this this court case that the Jews, the non-Jews are going to come? It says, "Hikol agoyim nikbutzu yachdav ayasul leumim mibochem yagid zois." So who's this referring to? What's happening over here? So Gemara in Avodah Zarah famously tells us on Daf Beis Amud Beis that this is Darash Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa v'Itemer Rabbi Simlai, that they say that in the end of days, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to stand up and say, anybody who was involved in Torah should come and take their schar. And everybody comes. All the nations come to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And they say, it's famous for Gemara. And the Romans said, oh, we built all these roadways. And we built our empire and our marketplaces. We did it all for the Jews. We were so thoughtful. We were really thinking about the Jews all the time. And Hakadosh Baruch Hu disproves all of it. And they say, you know what, please, is there nothing left? And Hashem says, I'll give you a mitzvah. Kala, I'm going to make you an easy mitzvah. And that's when he gives them the mitzvah sukkah. And they reject the sukkah because it's a very hot day. And the beautiful Gemara, that refers to, this is coming from this pasuk, which is talking about the end of days where Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to set up this court case. Worthwhile taking a lot more look at that. We'll maybe at some point in time go through the Sifsei Chaim, Rav Chaim Friedland on understanding that Gemara and what is really going on in this moment. The next section over here is a very short section describing how faithful Hashem is. He says, Anochi, Anochi, Hashem, v'ein mi libala adai moshia, there is no other savior besides for me. I am going to be with you. There's no one else. There is no other power who's going to take you out. V'ein mi adi matzil efal mi yeshivena. What's the point of this section? I believe that when you look at the other religions which are the daughter religions of Judaism, which came much later than Judaism, they all agree that there was some kernel of truth to Judaism. It's just that Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the monotheistic religions describe that Hakadosh Baruch Hu somehow changed his mind. There were some misunderstandings, misinterpretations, or change around of God's mind. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says unequivocally, long before Christianity was thought of, long before Islam was dreamt of, Hakadosh Baruch Hu says in Sefer Yeshayahu, Anochi Anochi Hashem ve'emila mibalodai Moshiach. Understand, even though it looks like the Jews are going to be persecuted and depressed and they're going to be rejected for even 2,000 years, understand, that's not a sign of a new religion. That's not the sign that he rejects them, that's the sign that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is still coming. Understand that, remember that. That's what Yeshayahu tells us long before that we ever met these other religions which make such claims. Anyways, then the next section of here talks about past and future exiles. Hakadosh Baruch Hu describes how he sent us to Babel and Chaldea. And he brought us back, and he describes how he brought Bnei Israel, the nation of Israel, through the waters, of course, by Yam Derech, which words which we use in our liturgy, referring to, of course, the Geulas Mitzrayim. And Hakadosh Baruch Hu tells us not to even focus on those Goliaths, because you know what? You're going to watch something so new. It's going to be, in fact, you'll never see anything like it. It's Hashem, and again, the same metaphor we've been seeing up to now. He's going to split the desert and sprout forth water, and everything will praise Hakadosh Baruch Hu. This is when Hakadosh Baruch Hu will bring this Geula. It'll be dramatically different to the previous Geulas we've witnessed in our history. And finally, ending in this section with the Psukim, the Pasuk, Amzu Yatzartili, this nation I've fashioned for myself, Tehilasi Yisaperu, to tell my praises. What does it mean to tell my praises? The Radak points out, because we're going to talk about the ideas, the Nisim, the Nifla'is, the wonders that we witness. And when we see that, we're going to tell Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The Malvin points out over here that these two Galuyos and two Geulas that we're talking about, Bavel and Mitzrayim, are very different. They're two different modes of Geula. The one is natural, the one is supernatural. The one is merited, the one is not merited. And Hakadosh Baruch Hu is saying, look at both of those and forget them, because there's going to be something so miraculous, so different to them, it's going to pale in comparison when you see this future Geula. Fascinating enough, the Ben Ish Chai in his Halachos tells us a very fascinating thing over here, and that is that HaKol Kol Yaakov Vayadayim Yodei Esav, what we fashion is supposed to be spiritual. It's not about the buildings, it's not about the monuments, it's not about the legacies, it's about our prime tool of success, which is our Torah, which is our intellect, which is our teachings. And that's what it means. Amzu Yotzartili, this nation I fashioned for myself. Tehilasi, my tehilos, my praises. That means the Torah is Yisaperu, is our goal to talk. Talking about it doesn't necessarily mean only giving shirim. It means acting it. It means representing it. It means being proud of it. That's what the Bnei Shai says over here in this last section. Finally, last section over here in this parak ends off with the problems that led to Golus. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu castigates us for not following Him, for not bringing sacrifices to Him, for not investing our energies into the relationship with Him. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says He's willing to give us to forgive us. I'm willing to wipe out your sins, not to mention your chatoim. However, V'achalel sorei kodesh, but you aren't listening. I'm going to make empty your sorei kodesh, your ministers of holiness, etna lechirim Yaakov, and give Yaakov, Jacob, into a chirim, into a curse, the Yisrael, the Gidufim, and Yisrael into curses. It's a very sad passage. Of course, this actually goes on to the next parak, which is obviously divided at an inappropriate time by the later dividers of the parakim who are not Jewish. But there's something worthwhile thinking about over here. I heard quoted that Rav Shimon Schwab, in his Pirush on Tanakh, talks about the day in 1933 when he was living in Germany, and the Germans, when the Nazi Party in 1933 took power in April, how one of the first things they did was to boycott Jewish stores. And he remembers that what they did was it actually started on the Sabbath itself. It was on Saturday that they went out and they put up signs and broke the Jewish stores, some of them, that people should not be using the Jewish stores. And the irony is that the reason why they did it on the Shabbos was because there were so many Jewish stores which were open. It was the prime day to go around and to boycott them. And Rav Schwab says that day was actually Parshas Vayikra, and they read the Haftarah, and the last pasuk, which is what we just read, had a tremendous impact on him. He says, "Achalel Sarei Kodesh, I'm going to make empty the Sarei Kodesh, the ministers of holiness." The word cherem can also mean a boycott, a curse. And I'm going to give them a cherem to Yaakov, Yisrael, Gidufim. Meaning, why is it that we're here in the first place? Well, if there's so many Jews who have their stores open, if there's so many people who are not acting like Jews, then that itself is expression of the curse which comes when they persecute us because of that, because we don't have any national identity. We don't know who we are anymore. That's what the lesson of that particular and very, very powerful Shabbos which Shimon Schwab describes. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.